Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I shot Sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. I shot Sheriff, and they say it is a capital.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're having fun here. No, it's okay. It's all right. I've just been sued again. Yeah. It's fun, folks. Just been sued again for reading a Washington Post headline. That's all I can say at this point. I'm going to have to meet with my lawyers probably immediately after the show and take care of this. It's fun here. It's fun here. I tell you what, I'm about fed up for it for today. I wonder if the Washington Post would get sued the same way I would get sued if I read a Washington Post headline. All right, I'm going to stop because I just got gaslit by this. This just got brought to me. I probably shouldn't even have looked at it, but, you know, what are you going to do? Tell you what, let's just read some headlines. How about that, guys? How about we just read some headlines? E. Jean Carroll asks judge to amend lawsuit to seek further damages for what Trump said on CNN Town Hall. Oh, am I going to get sued for that, too? Reading a CNN headline? So because of what Trump said on the Town Hall, now E. Jean Carroll is going to try to sue him again. I mean, it's just insane. What do you think her friends call her, by the way? Do you think they call her E. Jean or Jean or E. Jean E.? How do you think that works, by the way? I don't know. Senior citizens from Biden's own hometown are turning on him. They know exactly what happens with age. Even Hillary Clinton has said Biden's probably too old to run. Hillary Clinton says Joe Biden's age a legitimate issue, but says Dianne Feinstein is just fine. Biden Department of Justice formally shut down Clinton Foundation investigation. FBI destroyed all evidence. No, they're the good guys. They're the good guys. Jim Jordan vows scrutiny of Durham report findings, threatens to cut FBI funding and reopen Hillary Clinton investigation. Please do, Jim Jordan. Please do. RFK Jr. slams political weaponization of the FBI to destroy a sitting president. Even RFK Jr. knows that the Democrat Party did this illegitimately. And he's a Democrat running for president, so you know they're going to do everything to make sure he can't win the primary. FBI Representative James Comer. The FBI doesn't respect anyone in Congress. Exactly. And so the FBI needs to be completely shut down because the flowchart of authority, the flowchart of power, the FBI is under Congress. The FBI is under Congress. But there's a new understanding now that somehow the FBI is above Congress. And somehow the FBI is above the law. So will James Comer and other members of the House GOP be able to do anything about that? How about a couple Babylon Bee headlines for you as we enter the third hour of the Alex Jones Show here today? After world realizes he was right about everything, Alex Jones appointed as new head of the CDC. There he is right there with his, he's in his doctor's outfit. It's Dr. Jones now. Head of the CDC. He'd be better than Fauci, probably. Biden says anyone can crash Twitter. It takes a real leader to crash the economy. In response to Twitter crashing last night with the DeSantis announcement. And by the way, the whole it's still odd that that thing failed so badly. As if Twitter wouldn't have the bandwidth to do that. They've had larger live streams. They've had more people tune into live streams before on Twitter. So why is it that that one crashed? Is there something else going on there? And you think since Elon Musk was a part of it, he would have made sure that that didn't happen. But it did happen. And there's nothing to do to reverse that now. All right, third hour of the Alex Jones Show is upon us. And boy, oh boy, are we having fun today. Maybe we'll open up the phone lines. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon, and that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you, and I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
All right, I'm going to read some headlines here, and then we're going to take phone calls. So let me give out the phone number right now. Anything we've discussed today is fair game. By the way, Drew Hernandez going to be hosting the fourth hour. And it's funny, Drew, a friend of mine, I love going on air with Drew. I was going to be thinking about doing some co-hosting with him, but now I've got to handle legal issues. It's fun, ladies and gentlemen. It's fun being a target. Let me tell you, actually, it's not fun. I'll be honest. It actually sucks. But we all know why. All right, so let's read some headlines. The phone number, though, we'll start taking calls next segment. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Anything we've discussed so far today is fair game. My big story, though, is that how is this not a bigger story that the FBI, the IRS, and the DOJ is clearly running cover for the Biden crime family? I mean, it is unreal level. But here's some of the other headlines. The next pandemic, even deadlier than COVID, is coming, warns World Health Organization. Now, that was earlier this week. Now, China has just made the news that there's a new COVID strain that they expect to kill 65 million Chinese. So what is really going on with that? Meanwhile, because they're going to make you to take a vaccine in response, London Mayor Khan left barely conscious due to heart attack suffered days after receiving COVID booster. Mm-hmm. Got to stop the pandemic. University of Louisiana Lafayette champion water skier dies suddenly at age 18. Dies suddenly age 18. May he rest in peace. COVID vaccine injured Americans file lawsuit against Biden regime over censorship. Yeah, you got injured by a vaccine. You wanted to warn other people about it. And the Biden regime censored you from sharing your story. Beef company CEO. I'll shut down the company before we ship a single bag with mRNA-injected meat. says Jason Nelson, CEO of Whole Cows. But, of course, we know that's the goal, to get the mRNA in everybody. A conquering of the human genome, a conquering of the human body. First, they try to conquer your mind. Then they conquer your body. Australia ordered social media to censor COVID-related posts over 4,000 times. Censored non-Australians and memes. You don't censor somebody because of what they're saying is wrong. You censor somebody because you know what they're saying is right, and you're afraid of that information getting out. That's what's really going on. Back to this Target news here. So Target stock has taken a massive blow. Last I checked, at the end of yesterday, it was down more than 10%. Target loses $9 billion in a week following boycott calls over LGBTQ-friendly kids' clothing. I'm surprised people were still shopping at Target. But I guess now the boycott is starting to catch tread here. So we'll be monitoring that. Anheuser-Busch InBev market value has collapsed $15.7 billion since Dylan Mulvaney partnership. What were they thinking? Target removes Satan Pride products. Democrat accuses CEO of selling out LGBTQ plus community. Selling out the LGBTQ plus community. Can you imagine? Think about how much we've been sold out. Think about how much we've been sold out with the trade deficit. Think about how much we've been sold out with the manufacturing being moved overseas. Think about how much we've been sold out with the open border. Think about how much we've been sold out to Big Pharma. And then they sit here and they say, because you won't promote Satanism to children, you're selling out the LGBTQ plus community. What in the hell kind of logic is that? China has told parents to report their children to the police if they use Telegram or WhatsApp, because those might be encrypted messages that the Chinese communists can't read. And so now you're not allowed to do that. And that's where the left is obviously going to go in the United States of America. They already have. They've complained that you are using encrypted messaging. Liberals don't like that. Communists don't like that, because then how can they figure out what you're talking about? How can they control you? How can they read your messages, spy on you? This is the left. This is communism. This is authoritarianism. This is big government. That's what they do. Jordan Neely's uncle, who called for no plea deal for Daniel Penny, arrested in New York City on multiple charges. He was arrested after being found in possession of a knife and multiple stolen credit cards. But he says Daniel Penny is the criminal for trying to protect people on the subway from, sadly, his mentally deranged nephew. May he rest in peace. The same D.C. cop who beat innocent Trump supporter Victoria White nearly to death on January 6th was driving around with the D.C. Antifa leader during the 2020 riots. That's scary. Oh, man. I mean, you really start to look into this and you just realize you really got to get the hell away from Democrat cities. And I understand you can call me a hypocrite. That's totally fair, because I live here in Austin. But, man, oh, man, it's like time to get the hell out. You don't want to be anywhere near these liberal Democrats, especially one with a badge. That's even more dangerous. IRS badge, any other badge. New York City professor fired after cursing at pro-life students, threatening New York Post reporter with machete. Said she was going to chop him up. Nice, loving, tolerant liberal there threatening your life. But yeah, you existing is violence to them. So therefore, them murdering you is justified, because you just existing is violence, is what they're saying. And then they have their little pins that say, put your head in a noose if you're a conservative Christian. We're going to kill you. That's our truth. But that's the loving, tolerant left, you know? That's how it is. A little Twitter spat between AOC and Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz commenting about how, and accurately, how the Republicans are the ones that were the party of civil rights. Republicans under Abe Lincoln were the ones that ended slavery. And actually, the first Republicans in Congress were black Americans. And this angers the Democrats that that's not their history, because they tried to stop that. But Ted Cruz points that out. AOC responds, why don't you go ahead and tell people what happened to the parties after that, Ted? The old lie about the myth of the party switch. It never happened, folks. There was no party switch. The Democrats just lied about their history, and now they're trying to cover it all up. All these Confederates that the Democrats are removing from the Capitol building, the portraits, the statues, the army bases, they are all Democrats. Literally every single one is a Democrat. Read a book or several. AOC gets buried alive by Ted Cruz and other conservatives after trying to educate Cruz on the Democrats' civil rights history. Yeah, they were anti-civil rights. They were the party of racism and slavery and standing at schoolhouse doors and Joe Biden saying he doesn't want his kids going to school in a racial jungle with black people. The myth of the party switch from PragerU. Republicans were competitive in the South. They didn't need to pander to racists. Only one of 21 Democrat senators who opposed the Civil Rights Act became a Republican. Republicans didn't hold a majority of Southern seats until 1994. So no, it wasn't being dominated by racists. So it's just, they just lie, folks. Democrats are the party of racism. Republicans are the party of civil rights.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Everyone, welcome to our Ron DeSantis Twitter space.
Hello? Is my microphone working correctly?
George, can you just wait while we...
Hello? Can you hear me?
We can all hear you, George. Can you just hold on for a second?
Hilfa, I don't think they can hear me.
I can hear you fine, George. Just speak to
the microphone. I don't think George knows how to use Twitter.
Hello? Can you hear me now?
Can I please make my big announcement now? Everyone just...
Hello?
Just shut up, George.
Can somebody just mute George?
Dick, could you try not to cough on the...
Okay, so how are we going to take out Trump, you guys?
Guys from the FBI, this is not a private call. This is a public Twitter space. Everyone can listen in. Anyway, guys, we invited everyone to this this Twitter space so Governor Ron DeSantis could...
Everyone just shut the hell up so I can make my announcement, okay?
You go, girl.
Wait, the devil is gay?
So what? Everyone in this call is gay.
Guys, can we please just calm down?
So anyway, guys, I just wanted to announce that I'm...
Okay, I can hear the governor very well.
Shut up,
Yeah. We kind of already knew about it.
We already know, Governor.
Congratulations, Governor.
Well, that concludes our Twitter space for today. Thank you to all of our...
Hold your horses, Elon. The real president is going to say a few words. The devil, I'm going to kick your ass very soon. Hitler, you're already dead. Dick Cheney, sounds like you'll be joining Hitler very soon. Klaus Schwab and George Soros, I'm putting both your asses in jail. And Ron DeSanctimonious can kiss my big, beautiful 2024 presidential ass. Trump 2024, baby. Let's go.
Comic relief that was shared by Donald Trump on his Truth Social. And that's just funny stuff. All right, we've got callers on the line. Let's start with Mike in New York. Mike, you are on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
What's up, Owen? You got me loud and clear?
Yes, we do.
That was hilarious, dude. I'm still cracking up. That was great.
That's good.
I just want to say I'm honored to be the first one to call in and speak with Owen Biden.
Yes, I thank you. I'm Owen Biden now. Yes, exactly. I am Owen Biden now, and so I am now immune from anything being done to me. And so this is ridiculous that I would ever be sued or have to go through these legal cases. My name is Owen Biden. All charges should be dropped.
Absolutely, and I hope that Alex Biden is having a good time on vacation, and Harrison Biden is home taking care of his new daughter. I just want to give a shout out to all the family here.
Yes, but, thank you.
Yeah, man, it's ridiculous, and you're my thoughts, man. And I just really want to reiterate that I appreciate what you go through, man. Because like it would be so much easier to just be like, all right, I'm done with this and go live a life and. You know, it's like
you have no idea. And you know what? Well, I'll just put it like this. I hope someday I'm going to have to really just probably just when I'm all when I'm finished dealing with this legal stuff today, I'm just gonna have to clear my mind and just kind of hit the reset button. But I really hope that someday when we're through all this, I really hope someday we can actually get through all this so we can tell the true stories about what's going on. And I'm not just talking about myself. I'm talking about Alex Jones. I'm talking about other people. I'm not going to sit here and spill my guts and my heart and soul on this issue right now. But, folks, let me just tell you, the stuff that we go through here is just unreal. The position that Alex Jones or yours truly is in, 99.999999% of people on earth just couldn't even begin to believe. But I don't want to make this about me. I know I'm reacting because this just happened, but I appreciate your kind words, Mike. Thank you for that call and those words of support. We really appreciate it. Let's go to Daryl in North Carolina. Daryl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Owen. You've inspired me today, man, about doing something to change. I got some group of friends here, and what we'd like to do is we all go to Target. My daughter loves Target, man. The toy aisle, the kids love it. And she likes rainbows, too. But it's a kid thing. So what we'd like to do is propose a coalition to take back the rainbow flag from the LGBTQIAP++ community. And we want to do this respectfully. Kids like rainbows. It's the colors. But we have some ideas on a new flag that the LGBTQIAP++ community could possibly use. And I've got some ideas if you'd like to hear them, or if they have another idea, that's fine.
So you're saying that the LGBTQ community should embrace a different flag instead of the rainbow because that's a promise from God?
Well, yeah, and kids normally like it. All kids, you know, ask parents when your kids start first drawing. The first pictures they draw are like a rainbow because they like the colors and it's easy to draw. So kids really need to have that innocence back for themselves. So I think, you know, there are enough level-headed LGBTQP++ people out there who can change the flag. Is that too much to ask?
Yeah, but you know that's their propaganda. It's not something that they're, you know, consulting with members of the community about. That's part of their propaganda is to steal that rainbow. Absolutely.
But we've got a great idea, and we've been, you know, we've kind of looked around. We're trying to, you know, do some things that represent that community, what we've seen on the news. So we've come up with a flag, and it's two bearded, pot-bellied gentlemen carrying AR-15s, and underneath it, it says, puberty blockers for all children or else. And we think that that's fair.
Well, that would be more accurate.
Yeah. So that's just an idea we're putting out there if they'd like that. If not, we're taking some other ideas from them. So we just want to put that out there and see what they, you know, if they would be willing to just give that little rainbow up. What do you think?
They wouldn't, but I like the idea as a culture jamming thing. So I think you should go through with it anyway.
Okay, because I can't stop going to Target. My daughter would kill me. I mean, she loves that toy aisle. You know, I'm sure you know what I'm saying. So,
yeah, I understand. There's got to be an alternative, though.
That's what I'm thinking. You know, I want to take her to the toys, but maybe what I can do is, how about an alternative to Pride Month is Humble Month? Would that work? We could have a Humble Month.
How about this? How about we just stop with these months altogether?
Oh, that would be even better. It's so confusing. I forget which month is Pride Month. Black History Month, Native Month, it's Mexican American Month, Iranian American Month, and then there's
it's all leftist propaganda too. It's all just leftist Marxist propaganda. Daryl, thank you for the call. All right, when we come back, we've got Philip, we've got Jay, we've got David, we've got Chris, we've got Larry, we've got Tim. We're going to get all your calls here before Drew Hernandez takes over in the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different.
two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Taking your phone calls. Remember, Fizzy Magnesium, my favorite orange drink mix on the planet, is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Find out why it's my favorite orange drink mix right now by going to InfoWarsStore.com and securing your own canister. I've already got mine right here, so I'm going to be good to go for a while. I'll be drinking on this throughout
the summer, as we enter the summer of 2023. Let's go back to the phone calls. We have Felipe in California. Felipe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, how's it going, man? Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I was calling today, Owen, first-time caller. Been listening over 13 years, man, and something told me to call you today. We have your back, brother. If anything happens to you, if anything happens to InfoWars, I'm ready to die, man. I'm ready to protect you guys with my life. I don't want to die, but I'm ready, man. We're going to take out these sons of bitches. Ain't going to be fun, but we're going to have to do it if they don't calm down, man.
Well, Felipe, you're very kind. Your support is appreciated. You know, just be careful the way you approach it and the things you say for obvious reasons, you know. But we're peaceful. Felipe is a peaceful, American-loving patriot, and so we love you, Felipe.
I love InfoWars. I love America. God bless this world. They're going to destroy the planet, people. If you don't wake up, then nothing else matters. We're all going to effing die.
But wait a second. You're in California. It's doing so well. I've got the news right here. There's poop everywhere. San Francisco's office district, not only a ghost town, it's covered in human feces. Come on, man. You got to love that.
Owen, man, I don't even know what to say anymore. But at 1,001 yards, I can shoot that freaking pube off a squirrel's nuts, man.
Well, that's good, but you're a peaceful person. You would never harm anybody. You're an excellent marksman, but you're peaceful. We're all peaceful. We never encourage violence. We would never do anything violent, but I'm glad to know that you're an excellent marksman, Felipe. All right, let's take another call. Let's go to Jay in West Virginia. Jay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Owen. Irony. I've been watching Star Trek and the Picard series, and they get the Federation. I know this sounds crazy, but it's parallel with what's going on in the world today. And Hollywood wrote it, or Gene Roddenberry, or whoever it is. A virus and these changeling people, they took over the government, the Federation, and then the kicker was, I always loved that Seven of Nine, you know, gorgeous girl. And somewhere in this, in the series, they were talking how she had an affair with one of the women on one of these ships. And the Worf guy, who's a big warrior guy, they kind of sissified him. And now he's all, reflective and caring about people. And he's supposed to be like of a warrior group of people there, the Klingons, and it's just hilarious how we're living in this crazy world, and it's all been, you know, you can read into this stuff, but this guy, I don't know, this, Owen, I've been listening to you for years and years, and you're doing a great job. I got I got a new Turbo Force coming with three more of those iodines, and I got a couple of Turbo Forces with me. I'm a truck driver.
Nice.
I mix it with my vitamin fusion.
I love it.
You put those. It tastes actually pretty good. I don't drink any soda because I'm kind of dieting and I've lost a bit of weight and I take the diet course. And I got all your pills and all your shirts. And everywhere I go, people recognize the shirts. And really, I don't think we're gonna have, even if we have an election, it doesn't even matter. You can write in if you can write in. I'm writing in Alex Jones. What the hell? And I think everybody should because. It's the selection has already been made. That this is all. I don't know who it was. One of your hosts, or one of the people that was interviewed said this. I think it was Stewart, Patrick Stewart. It's all been. It's not real. None of this is real. We live in a world that it's already been. The propaganda. These people. I still see them out here with masks. I still, you know, there's no talking to these, so yeah, I don't even bother anymore. It used to bother me. Now I look at them and I laugh at them. And if they ask me why I'm laughing, I tell them, I'm laughing because the propaganda got you good, you know. I'm all, and to be honest, I got two more
I got plenty of defense, so it's Second Amendment. I just keep buying up the food supply and the seeds and all that stuff. And I don't want to have it where the world is turned upside down, but it already is. The FBI, they're covering, you said it today, they're covering up for Biden and
it's absolutely insane. It's absolutely insane.
I'm out here delivering hazardous waste, and that's what I do. And the federal government, I guess they're not going to shut us down because they don't want to have this stuff in their backyard. And, we move everything from the stuff over in East Palestine to everything in the nation, and we get rid of it properly.
Oh, they moved it to Michigan. I think they were trying to move it to Indiana. And then one of the trucks, didn't it turn over and there was a wreck and it got everywhere?
We take it down to Texas, and they're burning it in Texas. So that I know. And so, but all I'm getting at is I went to have breakfast at a truck stop, and I had a pretty nice T-bone steak, two eggs, a couple of tater tots, and a cup of coffee, and it was $36.57. That's crazy. And
I was stunned just because, I mean, look, I go to the grocery store, I literally get six dozen eggs, no matter what. It's no secret. I drink 12 raw eggs a day. Like, so I get six dozen eggs every time I go to the grocery store. And my normal grocery routine was kind of off, and I just had to go get some of the essentials, and I went and I got the eggs. And so it was the first time I actually looked at the price of eggs in a while. $7 a gallon, or $7 a dozen. $7 a dozen. I hadn't looked at it in a while just because it's an essential for me. And I just happened, because it was one of the only things I bought, just a quick trip to the store. And I was like, oh, my gosh. When did that happen?
That have chickens that you can buy a dozen eggs for $3 or less or more. I mean, because
the honestly, like, this is just, I could go to the farmer's market, or I have plenty. I've got a lot of friends, actually, that have chickens that they have too many eggs they don't even know what to do with. I just don't make it a habit to go get eggs from them, but maybe I start doing that. Maybe that's what we should all start doing. Probably is.
We live in a crazy world, and I'm just Biden time. I've converted most of my money to silver and gold, and I'm just I appreciate you guys being there, because what's next? Only God knows. I love Chad. I kind of miss Wayne Allen Root there, but. And I don't know what happened there. He was there Tuesdays. And I like Gerald Florente. I love Mike Adams. And I love all you guys. And I don't know where Alex is coming or going, if he's staying or if he's going to give you the show. I hope that he's successful if he joins a Rumble or something. And I don't want to see him not have this platform. But I think you guys are going to be just fine. I think there's a turn. There's a tide that's turning. And we are.
I don't want to get too deep into it, Jay, and I appreciate your call and your support. And, I mean, just generally speaking, as long as we have the financial support at InfoWarsStore.com, at least for the foreseeable future, we'll be able to be on air. But, yeah, do not take this transmission for granted, folks. Do not take it for granted.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Antifa activists douse themselves in urine outside UK Equality Building. That's how you win the culture war? That's how you win the intellectual debate? I poured urine all over myself. Listen to me. Excuse me? What is that one more time? O'Keefe Media Group does it again. O'Keefe Media Group, special assistant to John Fetterman, says the Democrat senator is okay with overturning the Second Amendment. Wait, wasn't this the guy that chased a black man through his neighborhood with a shotgun? That was John Fetterman. Guns for him, no guns for you. We're taking phone calls, my final segment on the Alex Jones Show today. The great Drew Hernandez hosting the fourth hour. Talk about a man on fire. But let's go back to the phone lines, and we've got David in South Carolina dialed in. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. I'm 48 years old, and I've worked construction my whole life. And for a long time, we couldn't have kids. And then all of a sudden, we started having kids. And then I found myself with a 4-year-old, a 3-year-old, and about to turn 2. And things were getting real hard for me. It was really hard for me to keep up with the bills and working 6-7 days a week. And I wanted to buy the supplements, but I had to worry about paying my mortgage, and I didn't do it. I got to tell you, I got a hold of Turbo Force. I started taking it, and holy cow. Now, when I'm working, I'm self-employed. So what I produce determines how much money I make. I got a small handyman company. It's just me doing the work. Holy cow. Now, I can do, I don't get tired. I don't mess up my focus, everything. And now I'm making enough money to be able to stay afloat. And I just want to say, I just want everybody to know, if you're struggling, you know, with all this inflation, everything's so expensive, if you're struggling, come on, man. Get the Turbo Force, especially if you're in a situation like me. The amount you do is going to determine the amount you make. Oh, you gotta take it. Now I can afford to go out. If I can take Saturday and Sunday off. If I take my family to a restaurant and I get a $100 bill, it's not a problem.
You know, so I'm so glad you bring this up, actually, because I remember mostly in high school where I'd have, you know, you'd have a day of school and then you'd have a baseball practice or a baseball game or a doubleheader or something. And I still want to go out afterwards, say, you know, on a Friday night or something. And it'd be like, okay, a day of school, doubleheader baseball game, but I still want to go out and have a good time with my friends, but I'm tired. I'd drink an energy drink. Maybe I'd drink another one later on that night to stay up. Folks, you don't have to sit there and pound 2-3 energy drinks to get 6-7 hours of energy now. One scoop of Turbo Force in 12 ounces of water, 10 hours of energy guaranteed.
I hear you. And Owen, I got to tell you, unfortunately, I think we're going to see a lot more persecution in the courts with a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, this is part of the reason why I left New York. I came down to South Carolina. I knew things were going to get worse. You know, whether it's forcing your kids or you to take shots or all the BS that happens, there's no religious exemptions up there. I brought my family down here. And because the problem is that, you know, as you get to know these leftists, these really extreme people, you know, they're, in my opinion, they're dangerous. They're dangerous people.
No, that's not an opinion. That's a historical fact, my friend.
I mean, it's unfortunate. Like, these people, like, they'll just find you guilty, like, without batting an eye.
No, they don't care. They really don't care. It's, you know, folks, I'm telling you, it's one thing for you to listen to me or to see people talk about it, but when it happens to you, it becomes all the more real, and you realize just how dangerous it is. David, thank you for that call. Let me jump, though, to Chris in Kansas. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yo, what's up, man?
Howdy.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm blown away talking with you for the first time.
Glad you got in.
Former St. Louis citizen here.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so I was wanting to call about one of the things that I wanted to talk about was X2, Nation Iodine. This is something that I've always wondered about because I've been taking it for, like, I don't know, 4 years now, and everything that Alex Jones talked about, I don't know, I'm not noticing it. I've been wondering if I'm just reading the directions wrong or something. Because it says take like one drop. And I'm wondering if, am I mistaken it for like you need to take one dropper of the stuff?
You know, I would say that to each their own, maybe try Survival Shield X3 because it's a little different formula. It's a triiodine, and so it's a little easier to absorb in the body. Usually,
okay,
with the iodine, it's going to take probably a month to really kick in, and you really need to kind of combine it with getting the fluoride out of your system. It's kind of a two-pronged attack to get your body healthy again. Yeah, one drop is probably not going to do it, especially in a short term, but maybe try Survival Shield X3 because it's a triiodine formula. It's easier to absorb in the body. I would definitely be drinking filtered water, but usually it takes about a month for you to start noticing the difference. For me, it was more a cognitive thing. And for me, honestly, in a way, it was kind of like a, I don't want to say a spiritual thing, but you kind of feel like you're maybe more in touch with the biochemistry that exists in your brain and in your body.
Okay, well, like I said, I've been taking it for 4 years, but if you're saying maybe X3 is better for me, then I'll definitely try it out. Also, Pollen Block, are you guys still selling that?
You know, I think we had it in stock a few months ago. It might be out of stock. I don't know if it's coming back or not. I just don't have an answer for that. It's a great product, but I don't know if it's coming back.
Okay, because Pollen Block was a weird one for me. At first, it didn't work for me, but then this last spring, I've been taking natural, like, local bee honey, but it's just I still kept sneezing and having running nose and all that stuff. And then I noticed this bottle of Pollen Block that I had in my backpack, and I'm like, you know what? I got nothing left to lose. And I took one pellet, and all of a sudden, it's like all that just went away. I mean,
for seasonal distress, it really is like crazy how fast it acts. Like you got a runny nose or a sniffly, you know, whatever, a scratchy throat. It's like, whoa, it acts immediately.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know,
Chris. Unfortunately, I don't know if or when that's going to be back in stock. I know we're going to probably try to make an effort because it sells out almost every time. Very, very powerful product. Chris, thank you so much for your support and that call. Big, big ups to my fellow St. Louis in there. All right, let's go to Tim in California. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Owen, you know, the Stuart Rhodes story is breaking all over the news, of course. Says CNN reports that as 22 have already been convicted of various federal crimes by a jury or guilty plea, and 8 of those, including Rhodes' co-defendant, Kelly Meggs, who will be sentenced later today as well, were convicted of seditious conspiracy. And I'm just thinking about the Summer of Love protests from BLM and, you know, Governor New York City out there in front of Trump Tower with a yellow roller in hand, BLM street size letters, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And apparently it was the largest loss of all recorded history for insurance.
Huh. But, oh, yeah, know, not even close. It was over $2 billion.
But now, what you may not have heard is yesterday, Richard Big O Barnett, the guy who had his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk, his lawyer said, hey, you shouldn't get more than 6 months. The prosecutors wanted more than 7 years, and the judge sentenced him yesterday to 4.5 years.
Yeah, I guess they should have been out with Black Lives Matter and Antifa burning buildings to the ground and looting buildings and roughing up citizens, and then they would have been okay. It would have been no jail time for them.
It's just
you know, I'll just say this in closing, Tim. Thank you for the call. Drew Hernandez is about to take over. I do overall have a positive feeling for where America is going. I don't want to reflect the personal crap that I'm going through on the overall issue. But I will say this. If we can't turn things around by 2025, it might be time to get the hell out of the country, folks. I'm just going to be honest.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.